Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. Can I give you an FMS number?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Helena. I'm calling from Best Buy.
Okay, and what is the order number?
The order number or the FMS number?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. 772-88697.
772-88697.
That's correct.
What type of appliance is it?
Well, it started with a dishwasher, but so this team came and I guess dropped off the client's dishwasher, washer, and dryer, and only installed the dishwasher and said there's a team coming behind him to install the washer and dryer. They only do complex. And I'm trying to understand because I don't see in
Okay.
the order that it's different.
Because it's not pulling up in my system, which sounds like it was done by home delivery. Do you have a, what is the customer's phone number on the order?
It's 303-880-9030. Yeah, he
That's
said he only does
303
complexes.
880-9030. Yeah, it might have been dropped off by home delivery, which means, yeah, they're not going to do it. But it would need to be assigned to the install team. And if he told her someone was coming behind him,
Yeah, because the whole order's under XPO. There's not like multiple lines.
yes. Don't sound quite right, but we'll see. Just waiting on the order to load in the system. Well, to see if it'll pull up in the system, because with the order number, it didn't pull up, and 9 times out of 10, that means it's with home delivery. But I wanted to check under the customer's phone number to be sure. Still waiting on it to load.
Not a problem. So is that a thing that they, if they're only complex installers, they can't install anything less than complex?
That would be correct. Or if it was the home delivery team and what she has is a complex install, it has to be done by a complex install team. So we'll just have to see if an order pulls up in our system. Because if it went to XPO Home Delivery, they would need to kick those other two items back to Best Buy so they can be rescheduled with the complex install team. My system is running slow, so I'm just waiting on it to load.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, and the customer's Michelle, last name Pulava, at 2975 South Estes Street in Lakewood, Colorado. Let's see what the note on here says. 2675. Okay. Tech Michael stated that dishwasher was not level, but went ahead and installed. But customer do want to exchange due to it not leveling correctly, and washer and dryer was delivered due to the tech not getting paid for installation. They did not install the washer and dryer. Contacted customer to confirm. Called DOD, and they spoke with Rep. Didi. So it wasn't the fact of them not being able to install it, is that they were not getting paid to install the washer and dryer. So that's why those were not installed. And they are electric appliances, so really all she got to do is plug them in. I mean, they are not gas appliances. And they already got it set up because her dishwasher is not leveling and she wants that exchanged.
So in the future, how do we prevent that? How do we know they're not being paid? Installation.
Yeah, it will have to be a service where they are being paid to install the washer and dryer. And I'm not sure what comes up on...
Because I have a washer-dryer installation that's on this order.
Yeah. And the rates it is showing, that only thing it is, it's a complex install delivery fee. So it was just to deliver them, which was $45. That's not paying for the installation.
So even though the washer and dryer installs on the order, somewhere in the background, they weren't being paid to do the installation.
Correct.
Okay. Okie dokie. I guess we will get them rescheduled.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling XPO.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.